Good morning. We've had some beautiful weather here in Central Florida, and we certainly are blessed to be in this part of the world. In our gospel text for the day, we see members of two opposing first century religious teaming up in an effort to trick Jesus by asking him a similar question. Now, it was unusual for these two groups to get together like this. In fact, it was unusual for them to agree with anything at all. So the question was, what does it mean for a person of faith to be devoted to leadership in our day? They asked Jesus. Only the way they phrased their questions. I am paraphrasing now. Tell us, Jesus, since you are so smart and you are so wise and people believe in you so much, always have an honest answer for any question that is asked of you. Is it proper for those who follow you to pay taxes to the emperor or not? Jesus then asked the question that everyone in Israel could have answered without even having a coin in their hand. Whose head is on this coin and whose title? Whose head is on this coin and whose title? That translation misses the point of his argument. The word that translates as head or icon, a Greek word better translated is image. And the word title is better translated as likeness. When they answered Jesus' question, saying that the image and the likeness is the emperor, Jesus replies, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." Again, the translation covers something better revealed. It could be also translated as give back rather than give, or to render. Give back those things that are the emperor's. It is his coin anyway. Who cares if you pay the emperor the coin in his tax? When Jesus gives the most amazing line, and it's easy to miss this line, it's a short encounter when he continues by saying that we are to give back to God the things that are God. We are to give back to God the thing that is God's. We have some interesting people confronting Jesus in our gospel. On one side of this unlikely allegiance of questionnaires were the Herodians, members of a party with Judaism that basically kept their power by forging an alliance with the occupying Roman government. And then on the opposite side, asking the question and picking up the debate, stood the Pharisees, a group of religious leaders who rigorously held the teachings of the law of Moses and the prophets, and who believed that compromising with a political power like Rome was going against the faith of the Jews. But here we have these two groups asking Jesus a question, and they're there plotting against him. And these two groups usually were very much at odds with each other, teamed up to give a question to Jesus, hoping to trap him with a no-win question. Nice people, right? If he responded in favor of the Herodians, agreeing that taxes should be paid to the emperor, he would be seen by the Pharisees and many Jews as being weak on the adherence of the Mosaic law and as giving to an oppressive government. But if Jesus sided with the Pharisees and agreed that taxes should not be paid to the Roman overlords, he could be accused of treason. Either way, they thought Jesus stood in a no-win situation, and they thought they had him. This gospel is more than about money. It's more than about stuff. It is more than about possessions. It's about your image and your identity in Christ. Where are you in your identity and image of Christ today? Jesus, taking that coin that was handed to him by his questioners, turning it over in his palm, and then responding, "Yes." The image stamped on this coin is clearly the image of the emperor. But the image stamped on you from the beginning of your life is the image of God. God breathed his breath in you, gave you the Holy Spirit, gave you all the gifts and talents that he could, and you are in the image of our Lord. Therefore, you dare not give to the emperor what belongs to God, and what belongs to God is you. What God wants is nothing less than to come and abide your heart in our Lord. The point is that you have been made in the image and the likeness of God. God loves you. Jesus did not care about the tax, for his real concern was that you live into the image and the likeness of God, who lovingly created you. To live more fully in that image and likeness of God that is in you, give back your heart. Give back your heart to God each and every day, for it is God's anyway. As I say in my stewardship prayer, I say, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, or moth and rust consume. But where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. You probably received our stewardship mailing for the upcoming 2024 year. I do ask that you give generously. I do ask that you give according to the image that you have in the Lord. We give out of our heart. We give out of what God has done for us. All of us have been touched by the grace of God in some way, shape, or form. Whether it be through healing, whether it be through this church, whether it be through friends, no matter what has happened, we all have been touched by the grace of God. Give back to our parish. It is a great place to be. It's a strong parish, not only here in the villages, but also in our diocese. And the Holy Spirit dwells with us always. We have terrific talent, as you heard before the service, when the handbell choir played. We have a wonderful choir. We have many other people who work very hard to continue to allow the light of God to shine here on this corner. Open up your hearts, open up your checkbooks, and give generously so the Lord may continue to flourish here. Amen.